Hey, Rachel, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, Mike?
I'm doing pretty good.
You are?
How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
That's good. Good answer. Good answer.
Yay.
Guess what?
Yes.
We're on show 16.
Wow, we're almost there.
To where?
To a milestone.
What do you think will be the milestone?
25.
Okay, that's what we'll party.
Big celebration with beer, even though you always have beer at the show anyway. But
well, yes, beer is good. We made some beer. You helped me bottle some beer, actually.
Yeah, it was some type of ale beer.
Yeah, you did. You helped me.
It was fun.
Bottle 10 gallons of beer.
It was fun, but then again, you were a little too bossy, I think.
Huh?
Yeah, I was having a good time, but you're just kind of a slave driver, but
what are you talking about?
Really picky. Well, how I was bottling the beer, and
it's number one rule in bottling beer is sanitization.
Right.
You gotta keep everything clean. So there's a certain order in which things should be done.
Right. I learned that. Definitely learned that from you.
So what are you saying? You're not gonna be helping me again next time?
Oh no, I'll do it. I actually like doing it.
Huh.
Yeah,
it sounds like it right there.
You know why? Because it seems like a big science project, and I enjoy science. So,
was I too demanding? What's up?
Oh, you were a little bit demanding.
In what way? Just give me one example.
Just how I was putting the bottles on that Christmas tree thingy.
Yeah.
You know, it'll topple over. Make sure you have to put it around the tree and make it even, or it'll topple over if you have too many bottles on one side.
Yeah, that didn't have nothing to do with the beer. Just common sense. I was trying to. Sure.
Had I
not said nothing, it would have fell over.
Yeah, but okay, I could figure it out.
I win. Hey, we went to a wedding last week.
We did. It was a beautiful wedding.
It was very nice. It was my stepsister's wedding.
Mm-hmm. She was gorgeous in her dress.
Yes, and we barely made it. We got there about 30 seconds before it started because we had bad directions.
Yeah, there was a street that didn't exist in the directions.
They added that on, and we were just pushing our luck anyway to get there like 20 minutes before, but we ended up getting there only 20 seconds before.
I thought it was perfect timing.
It actually worked out really good. Then as soon as we sat down, we passed everybody on the way up, and as soon as we sat down, about 10 seconds later, they started walking down the aisle.
It was a great, you know what? One thing I did like about the ceremony was only 30 minutes. They said their vows, they were done.
Yeah, it was nice.
I've gone to weddings where, oh my goodness, you're there for hours.
So, any other comments about the wedding? Somebody might hear this later.
Not really, it was beautiful.
Okay, we had a good time.
Yeah.
Were the last to get there and the first to leave?
Yeah, we were. We left before the old people left.
Sweet. I was drinking beer home before anybody else left. Why did I write this down? I wrote dead wasp. It's because that wasp, probably the one that flew in the house last week.
Oh, that scared us? Oh, scared me anyway.
We trapped him in the window and sprayed him down.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's dead. The Pac-Man fight. What'd you think of that? First fight you've ever watched. Or is it?
Well, it's not the first fight I ever watched, but it's been a while since I watched a boxing fight. And it was awesome. I was so totally into it. Pac-Man is someone you do not want to mess with.
He's awesome.
Yeah, the way he knocked out that other guy. Who was his name? Hatton?
Yeah, he was fast.
He didn't have a chance.
I wish De La Hoya, his fight prior to that, I wish De La Hoya would have went at least one more round.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to see a big ass whooping. Just like this one.
So was it true that De La Hoya was sponsoring Hatton?
Oh, you know,
it was a part of his production? Is that what would be?
Probably.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, now he's going to be just like in it for the money.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
That's what I would
production cost and all that stuff.
Yeah, stop getting your head bashed in and make money somewhere else.
Last week, I forgot to mention that we have a new fan. And not somebody that listens to the show.
Oh, so I was going to get so excited.
A fan for the computer, so now you won't hear the loud noises. You can still probably barely hear it. No?
Yeah, I can hear it a little bit from here, but it doesn't sound as the other one was louder, I think.
Yeah, actually, I was thinking I should turn off the refrigerator.
You haven't turned it off yet?
No. You want to talk about something you got there?
Yeah.
I'll turn off the fridge.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, cool.
Let me start off. I'll just start off with the home remedy and get this out of the way. you know, most of us deal with that take showers. And if you have like those glass or plastic doors for your shower, you may deal with, you know, some soap scum and some mildew, even with the tile part of it. And I found a great way of cleaning that or preventing the buildup of the mildew in the first place.
Is this something I do?
Actually, no, it's not.
Oh.
It's not something you do. It's actually car wax. It says, I read that if you, first what you do is you clean the shower, then rub a coat of wax. Just make sure you don't get it on the floor because it's really slippery. So on the ground of the floor of the shower. And this will repel water and prevent mildew.
That's actually interesting.
Yeah, because I wonder if they still make car wax.
Of course they do.
They do? Okay.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say squeegee it after you shower.
Yeah, that's your home remedy. But if we did this, we would have to squeegee because it repels the water anyway.
I don't know if I believe it, but we'll have to try it, I guess.
Exactly. You never know.
Cool. Hey, you want to hear about last week's news?
Let's do it.
Embarrassed about your health problems?
No.
Well, the top searched embarrassing health concerns online are...
Flagellants or gas?
Oh, wow. Let me look. No, it's not one of them.
Really?
We'll start with number 10.
Uh-huh.
Incontinence. What's that?
Incontinence? Isn't that when you're, you can't get it up?
That's incompetence.
Oh. Incontinence. I thought it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, maybe it is. I'll have to look it up. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, no, and that's number 8.
Oh.
Impotent.
Incontinent. I don't know.
Number 9 is hyperhidrosis. I don't even know what these are. Number 7, though.
Hyperhidrosis, that's sweating, isn't it? Excessive sweating.
Oh, I should have looked this up before. Number 7 is hemorrhoids.
Ooh.
6, genital warts.
Ew.
5, urinary tract infection.
Really? That's embarrassing, huh?
I think that's kind of common with some people.
Yeah.
If you use, there's a lot of things you could drink for that. Basic, like home remedy things, I've heard.
Oh, yeah. Cranberry juice.
There you go. Solved. Number 4, psoriasis.
The skin issue.
3, yeast infection.
Embarrassed? I guess if it has an awful smell, yeah.
Yeah, these are, you know, people don't know who to ask, so they go online and they type this up and they... So these are all the, you know, the top 10. Mm-hmm. The number 2 is IBS. You know what that is?
Irritable bowel syndrome.
Yes. And the number 1 thing people are looking for online, which is probably why we have all these commercials. Oh, that's a big pause there. You're not going to guess?
You threw me off and you said that's why we have all those commercials. Not being able to sleep.
STDs, let's say.
Oh, no.
Herpes.
Ooh.
Herpes is number 1.
Nobody wants to talk about herpes freely, huh? With your girlfriends. I got herpes. What do?
Huh. I'm missing something here, but... Oh. Pause. Okay, you ready? Obama unveils... new details on budget. Have you heard about it?
No, I haven't.
It's to eliminate 121 federal programs for saving $17 billion in the coming budget year. Many of the proposed cuts have already been rejected by Obama's allies in Congress, including some programs that his predecessor, Mr. Bush, sought to end. I think it's a good thing. Doesn't sound like a lot.
So far, no.
So what would you say they did it? Can you hear that cutoff?
I can hear that, yeah. What is that?
I don't know, but it stopped. That's good. What's your take on Obama's budget so far? Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Gosh, I don't see any money in my pocket, so thumbs down.
Oh, come on. He's only been in office 5 months.
Okay, I know.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're part of 66% said thumbs down.
Okay.
Yeah. They think there's going to be immediate change. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. True.
I think he's doing a fine job. Overall, how would you rate Obama's handling of the economy? Poor, excellent, good, or fair? Go ahead, pick one.
Good. I would say good.
That's only 15%.
Because he's tackling it. He's trying to do it.
14% say fair. 16% say excelente.
Hmm.
That's not good. 55% say poor.
Well, like you said, he's just got an office. Give him a chance to correct years and years of a mess.
One good thing about Obama becoming president, or another good thing, is this right here. Can you see that?
Yeah, she's a beautiful girl.
Hugh Hefner's first African Playmate of the Year. I didn't know that it took this long. I thought there was a few already.
No, not Playmate of the Year. They're usually blonde, aren't they?
Oh. Yes. So, there you go.
Is it African American or is she actually from Africa?
Hmm. Naturally born African woman.
Well, okay, so she's maybe we've had an African American. Maybe she's just the very first African. See what I'm saying? But she's gorgeous, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if she gets to live in the mansion.
Did you hear that noise? Is that the dog snoring?
Oh, yes, of course.
That was funny. I totally picked that up.
You should go to a different room and snore.
Anyway, I think that's it. I had this. Oh, good news. The octuplet woman.
Yeah?
She's
more kids.
No. She's having a surgical procedure this weekend that will essentially nix her chances of having any more children. She has tumors in her uterus, and since she's had her kids, they've been growing even bigger. And because of the possibility they may be precancerous. I can't read from this distance. Doctors insisted on removing half of her uterus. That means she will not have any more babies.
Well, goodness.
It's sad that it had to be that way.
Well, maybe she knew what's going to happen, and that's why she had her 14.
No, I don't think so.
Well, I got stuff to talk about.
Good, go for it.
This is really interesting. In England, there's a company called Walkers that makes potato chips. They had a contest called Do Us a Flavor Contest.
Yeah.
And so basically what it was is for people to submit, you know, different type of flavors for a new chip.
Yes.
That they wanted to make, and if they won, they won a great prize.
What was the prize?
$86,000. Nice. And 1% of the sales of this chip.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, so this lady from England, Emma Ruskin, won, and her chip flavor was called Builder's Breakfast. It tastes like butter toast, bacon, egg, and tomato. It tastes like an egg sandwich.
That's awesome.
On a chip. And yeah, she won $86,000 and 1% of the sales.
That is awesome.
So she's going to get about $75,000 a year.
I always find out about stuff like this like after the fact. And I would love, there should be some kind of like online community where like you just want to enter all the contests.
Yeah, to put it all together. It'd be one simple.
Yeah, and they could just send it to you or what have you.
Maybe that's an idea for you. Maybe just the website itself.
Oh, I just copyright that idea.
So you could do something like that.
Ooh.
So anyways, the chip flavor was voted by the chip eating public. So I guess they must have had like different places where you could taste this chip and, you know, do you like it or whatever. Yeah. But the other other suggestions for chips were called Cajun Swirl, Squirrel, Thanksgiving Gravy, and the other one was beer.
Yum. You got your beer and eat it too?
Exactly. So I thought that was awesome. Her own little lottery. That is cool.
On top of something that touches on that, I looked at some magazines at the store the other day, and there's always all these headlines on how to lose weight.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
And there's just a ton of them. I just wrote a few down. Walk off 5 to 10 pounds. Shrink your belly. Look great naked. Flat belly foods. Have you ever heard of that?
Flat belly foods.
Like water. I don't know. I didn't read the articles. 1, 2, 3 abs, the easy way to work out. I can't even read my own writing. We ever printed. Fast toning. Cellulite blasters.
Dang.
10 fat fighting superfoods. The 7-day slim down.
7 days.
Tone every jiggle zone.
Tone every jiggle zone? Oh my God.
Lose 5 pounds in 7 days. Banish bloat. Walk off fat fast.
Well, you know, if you get a good target, like, a target slogan, that's going to get people's attention. They'll buy just after that. Come on.
I think that's what they're trying to do.
If you could tone my jiggle, I may have to buy it.
But I got this out of one of your magazines. Do you recognize that celebrity?
No.
Because it's a cartoon.
Oh.
This company's so cheap, they just drew a picture of a fat lady. It says before, and then it shows her. She's not actually skinny, but she's a little lighter. And it says after. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, instead of using a real person,
yeah,
anybody can do that. I could draw. Just drew,
and she's smiling more since she lost weight.
Yeah, that is so retarded.
I think it's funny.
It came down to that.
Heh. All right, you want to listen to... Let's listen to Tamara.
All right, let's do it.
And now it's time with Tamara.
Tamara has an associate's degree in general education.
Yeah, baby. And a bachelor's degree in psychology.
And is currently working on her master's degree in MFT.
That's marriage and family therapy, baby.
Human relations.
Tamara, it's up to you, babe.
Okay, so the question is from Larios. It's a female. She's 20, and she's straight.
Tamara's drinking a beer.
And she looks like she has at least a couple of questions. First is, she wants to know why is it that parents sometimes have bad temperaments? Are they pretty much like that all the time? But I'm just thinking that she's making a comment there. Her next question is, should someone marry without being in love? And she wants to know, is it because they are lonely, or are they trying to escape from their life that they live?
Okay, the first part you said, why do parents have bad temperaments? Parents, I don't know all parents, but I know mine. I'll use mine for example. When I was her age, or she's kind of a little bit older, right?
She's 20.
20? She's not that young. Parents have a lot of stress. You know, they're working, taking care of their kids, and maybe if they're putting her through college, so, you know, they just, at the end of the day, they're probably just stressed out or burnt out, and maybe they take it out on you. Take it out on the kids, I guess. I think all parents tend to take it out on their kids. But I don't know. I don't know why parents have bad temperaments.
It really depends.
Yeah, it just depends on the person. But
their situation.
You know, parents, that's just parents. Anything they do, maybe you might not see it as anything now, but it's all for your own good. So if they're nagging you, or they're being mean to you, or they're angry, it's all for your own good. Just do whatever they say.
I think it's because they've made the mistakes in advance, and they're just trying to do the shortcuts and teach you the lesson.
Yeah.
But everybody has to go through the mistakes themselves, right?
Yeah, but then when we were all young, we all thought our parents were evil.
Right.
So it's typical.
And now that you're a mother, you're going to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Keep doing it over and over.
And I thought my mom was like evil when I was a teenager, and now she's like my best friend.
Yeah.
And everything before, you know, that we went through, we wouldn't have the relationship we have now if it wasn't for, you know, the way I was when I was a teenager. And so, you know, it's just that's the way it is.
So what about that other question?
Yeah. Do people marry without being in love?
Green card.
Some people do. It may be culture.
Money.
Arranged marriages. It sounds weird because we live in the United States,
true.
But it does still happen in many cultures. That's just the way, you know, they believe that love comes after. You get married, and then the love it'll happen later as you get to know the person and respect them. And a lot of those marriages, they have a very, very low rate of divorce, which is interesting.
Wow.
And I don't think it's so much that they don't believe in divorce. It's just, they, I don't know, maybe they just stay together no matter what. You get married and you don't love them, you stay with them, you don't love them. So I don't know, you know, the statistics there, but I do know that their marriages do last longer.
It's the commitment.
Uh-huh. But I wonder. That's what it is. It's the commitment before the love, basically, that in arranged marriages. But then maybe some people might marry for money, like you said, or just for stability. Because in the United States, we feel like you have to have the kids and the marriage and the house, like, because society kind of makes you feel that that's typical, that you have to have that. And if you don't have kids or you're not married by a certain age, it's like people are looking at you like, what's wrong with that? Yeah, you know, and there's nothing wrong with you. It's just that's the way society sees things. So maybe some people might feel the pressure to get married just because their family's pressuring them, or they feel like society's pressuring them, and they might just marry not for love, but just for the stability of income and just because everyone says they have to.
Well, I am wondering if she's, this person is contemplating, maybe since she's maybe having issues with her parents, mm-hmm. that maybe she wants to escape and get married.
Ooh.
And she's not really in love with her boyfriend.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's why I also asked culture, because in many mm-hmm. cultures, maybe her parents are, I mean, she's 20 years old and yeah. she's asking mm-hmm. about her parents. Maybe they're forcing her to get married and she doesn't True. Want to, and they're angry, you know, they're having their bad temper or whatever she said because of the choices that she's making, and they want her to maybe make some other ones about marriage or whatever.
Cool.
Yeah, okay.
I guess that's it for this week.
Okay.
Sure is. Thank
See you guys later.
Hasta mañana. Next week. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, I love getting Tamara's advice.
Me too. She offers some great advice. Pretty cool.
What do you got?
I got some interesting... well, guess what's going on in Kenya? What went on for Kenya for a week?
Ooh, it got really hot.
No, they were sexless.
What?
Well, there were some activists, women activist groups that urged women to not have sex for a week. And tried to get even men, I think, but it was mostly women not to have sex because last election that they had in 2008, because of the outcome, 1,000 people were killed. So there was some violence, and there was some other violence probably kind of brewing. So they wanted to say, hey, we want to stop this. So we need to get their attention. So this definitely got their attention.
How so?
Well, this is the whole point of what happened okay. behind it. So they're protesting the growing divide in Kenya's government.
Okay.
Even the sex workers, they wanted them to join.
The sex workers?
Uh-huh. So for the name, they're not
the porn stars? I'm confused.
I'm thinking maybe walkers on the street.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, prostitutes to even join, that the activists were even going to pay them so they wouldn't give up even sex. All right. So it was organized by a group called the G10. It's an umbrella group for a women's organization. It just called on the wives of President, let me see if I can say this, Mwai Kibaki.
Oh, yeah. And President Mwai Kibaki.
Yeah, and Prime Minister Raila Odinga.
Raila Odinga, yeah.
Yeah,
I read about him all the
cause.
Time.
So the outcome of that, it was successful. At least that's how they felt about the boycott. So they have plans underway for the women activists to meet with the president and the other dude to try to get things to calm down.
I don't know. I still don't know how it correlates with...
I think they were just trying to use something where, well, they're a very conservative country anyway. Uh-huh. So talking about sex publicly is just like a taboo.
Okay.
So I think they just wanted to get the attention and say that women have a part. Talk to your husbands. Try to get them to understand, you know. Well, they basically were saying a lot of pillow talk happens, in bed. And so talk to your husband and try to stop the violence. We got some issues that we need to address here. And to get their attention, to get the men's attention, take away sex. But right. one Kenyan man was very unhappy.
Just one?
Well, just one that's suing. He's suing the activist because he said, his name is James Kimando, that the 7-day ban, which ended this past week, resulted in stress, mental anguish, back aches, and lack of sleep. And he's seeking an undisclosed damages.
Wow.
So anyway, so the group has not received the papers yet from his lawyer.
I'm sure he's not American. That sounds more American.
So anyways, they're waiting for, her name is Anne Najoga. She's an executive director of Centers for Rights Education and Awareness. Basically, so she hasn't received the papers yet, and she's waiting for the papers. She's eager to get them because she wants to see the face of the man that could not abstain from sex for the sake of his country.
Good story, babe.
Yeah, so I thought that was interesting. What's going on across the country? Wow. I mean, across the country, across the world.
Can you hear the fan kicked on? I thought it solved our problem.
So we got two fans kicking on?
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, I could definitely hear it.
Check it out. Do it again.
You see that? That's great.
Wow.
But you can't hear me. I can't yell the rest of the show. Hello?
Yeah, I can't hear you.
Oh, wow.
All right. So what do you have, Mike?
Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day coming up for all your mothers.
Oh, not me. Until I get my little dog.
Congratulations to you, then. I think you should get a special bonus check from the president for not having kids.
No kidding. I'm waiting.
I was at the grocery store because this is where I do all my surveys. And do you know what this store I shop at? How much they sell normally in plants a day?
How much?
Take a guess. Play my game.
Plants or roses?
All of the above.
A day? Oh,
how much money?
A day because of Mother's Day coming up?
No, just average, before Mother's Day.
Oh, gosh, I would probably say maybe 10.
10 what? Dollars?
Oh, you would be saying in dollars? Dollars,
yeah.
Okay. I would say probably $1,000.
Not even close.
They sell that more than that?
200.
Oh, okay.
200 in plants and roses and all that.
Wow, all right. I would think with people's birthdays, they still would buy, you know, continuously buy.
Really?
Yeah, flowers or plants.
With that information, $200 a day. On the next 2 days, today, the day before Mother's Day, and the day of Mother's Day, guess what that price goes up to? They're going to sell in flowers and everything.
I'm going to say $10,000 a day.
Oh, still, you overshot, but that is a lot of money, isn't it?
It is.
From $200 to $10,000 a day?
Yeah.
It's actually like $8,500.
Oh, I was close.
Dude. That is amazing, all you suckers out there. Speaking of, I don't buy my mom's flowers. I just call her and tell her how special she is.
Cheap.
I heard that. That was recorded.
Oh.
I'm not that cheap. Once I called my mom, I think it was about 2 years ago, and I called her on Mother's Day. I said, hey, what are you doing? She said, I'm picking weeds in the backyard. Is that sad?
Yes.
I said, well, I was thinking of coming over and, you know, spending some time with you. I said, are you hungry? She said, well, just a little bit. I go, well, where do you want me to stop? She goes, well, stop at McDonald's.
Okay.
I said, what would you like? She goes, well, a fish fillet. A Filet-O-Fish, whatever they're called. And I said, all right. So I stopped and got her Filet-O-Fish for Mother's Day. And she only ate half, so I ate the other half. So basically, I gave her half of a Filet-O-Fish meal for Mother's Day.
That was actually kind of sweet.
I thought you were going to say really cheap.
No, that's what she wanted, so it's sweet.
No. That ends the show then.
It does.
On a sweet note.
Yes, it does.
Unless you want something else you want to plug.
Oh, that was it. That's all I had.
Sweet.
For this fabulous show.
All right, Rachelle. You're awesome.
So are you, Mike. Thanks.
We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Thanks for listening. Oh, wait. Oh, I'm glad you didn't. Nobody left yet. I got you the iPod shuffle. The things I do.
Gotta be organized.
I am so unorganized. I got pieces of paper everywhere.
We're just doing the show.
Actually, you know, last week when I did it, the first song came up was jazz. I did it again. I got a lot of jazz tunes. I don't know who the title is. But the next song that came up was Corrine Bailey Ray.
Oh, I enjoy her.
Breathless. Aw. Yeah. Go buy it. All right. Till next week.
Till next week. See ya.
Bye. We'll Are you still there?
Surprisingly, I am.
Okay, this is like a bonus track. Just, what's today? Saturday?
Yeah.
Tuesday, we bottled the beer.
We did?
And I put the beer in the fridge when I got home. You want to try it?
Yeah, you should try it.
Okay, I'll leave this thing on while I go get it.
Okay.
I'll pour you a glass.
Be kind of quiet, though, but all right.
Talk about how I told you I was a mean guy.
I put some labor into this beer. A lot of labor.
A lot of labor.
I did. And we're going to do it all over again tomorrow, right?
I'm going to make another batch.
Yay.
I wanted you to try it, though.
Okay, I'm ready to try it.
I put it in ice cold water. This is a little
bubbles. Oh.
I'll pour for you first. Cloudy.
Well, that's enough.
I'm sorry.
I'm not a drinker. Just wanted to taste it because you actually made it.
It's kind of a golden color.
Yeah, it's golden. That? It's definitely got some carbonation.
This is called a Pale Ale 2.
Pale Ale 2. I don't know if you got that.
I did.
Get a smell of it. It's kind of mild.
Smells like beer.
Got a little carbonation, not a whole lot yet.
Yeah, that tastes pretty good, actually.
See, it was all worth it, huh?
Yeah, so I can't. This is hard to imagine. It's like a 2-week process.
Yep, exactly. Cool.
Well, thank you, Mike. That was refreshing.
Well, let's enjoy the rest of this and hit the road.
All right.
See you next week.
See ya.
This is A to Z. In a nutshell.